Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yom. My name is Yitzhak and Shalom. We're now on Daf Chavav Amud Abet of Masechet Arachin at the very top of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of Rabbi Eliezer's curious position about when a field goes to the Kohanim. And based on his position, we ask, Balim b'yobel sheni k'acher dam yo'olo. If the original owners were makdish the field, Yovel passed and they didn't redeem it, and then they redeem it afterwards, are they considered outsiders such that it'll now go to the Kohanim the next Yovel or not? Toshma, lo yigael, means yachol lo tenigel shtey the fanav k'stey mikna, talmud lomar od, l'kmot shaitan negelet, when the gelet shtey the fanav k'stey mikna. Quote the Braita that we saw in the previous Amud, that interprets the Pasuk as saying that you cannot redeem it to go back to the way it originally was, but it could be stay mikna. That's what the Od tells you. Can't go to be all the way back to the way it was, but the original owners could get it back as a bought field. Now, Emat, the first question is, at what point in time could this be applying? You may be over, Rishonov, it's during the first Yovel cycle, meaning between when you were sanctified and Yovel came. I may negel it. Achuza nami av. It's a perfect stay achuza. Pshita b'yovel sheni. Must be after that first yovel. Uleman. Either of you, Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim nafke. It's already gone because of the Kohanim. However, Rabbi Ozer must follow Rabbi Eliezer. Ushvavina balim b'yovel sheni k'acher damu. It proves that the owners are called acher at that point. V'tisbara. But think about it. Same problem we had before. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon hay od maidarshvei. How could Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon explain the word od if they're not concluding this braita? What's the right? Exactly as we saw on the previous page. So it's not talking about our case. So why does it say that it goes back to the one from whom you bought it? Exactly as we had in the previous Amud. If it said lo yigael, I would say it doesn't go back at all. Okay, v'ikatav rachmana lo yigael lo katav od v'meina lo tifro klal k'tav rachmana od l'chmot shaitai negelet av negelet shaitai fanav k'stei mikna. Good. So all of that is exactly as we had in the previous Amud. And again we ask the question, my havi Allah, but this time we're not asking my havi Allah as we had earlier, which is what is Rabbi Eliezer's source, but rather what's the halacha in this question? What's the status of the Baalim in the after first Yovel? Toshma Eliezer Meragu Ge'alam Baalim B'Yovel Sheni Yotzal Hakohanim B'Yovel. If the owners themselves redeem it during the first Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, which proves that they are considered like outsiders. But we don't have that Mishnah. We have Rabbi Eliezer saying, until an outsider comes and redeems it, it doesn't go to the Kohanim. So the answer is very simple, that the original owners in Yovel Sheni are considered like outsiders. So they're called Acher. So now the other version of this is Rabbi Eliezer said, if the owners redeem it, it doesn't go to the Kohanim, meaning there has to be some real outsider, and the owners are always the owners, meaning they never have a status of outsiders. So Rav Eliezer then turns to Rav Ashi in this second version and says, we're supported by our Mishnah. So our Mishnah doesn't prove that. In other words, in version 1, Rav Eliezer said, the owners are like anybody else after regular Yovel. Ravina then asked Rav Ashi, what about our Mishnah? And he said, in our Mishnah, when he called Acher means anybody, including the original owners. In the second version, Rabbi Eliezer said, if the original owners redeem it, they don't count. And then in that version, Ravina says to Rav Ashi, I have support for our Mishnah because it uses the word Acher. And Rav Ashi said back, not necessarily, because Acher might include the original owners, at least as far as our Mishnah is concerned. Okay, interesting case. Halokeach sadeh mi'aviv, and this will be the last Mishnah in the parak. Halokeach sadeh mi'aviv metavim chakach ikdisha. If a man buys a field from his father, father then dies, and then the son is makdish the field. Harei kisteachuza. That's called steachuza, and therefore, if you don't redeem by Yovel, it's gone. Unlike stei mikna, that would bounce back. Hiktishav achakach meit aviv. But if on the other hand, father, you fought it from father, you were makdish it as a stei mikna, and then father died. Harei kistei mikna, and therefore Yovel will bounce back to father's estate and back to you. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Harei kisteachuza. He said, even if you were makdish it after father died, before father died, it's still steachuza. Ashnamar im mistei ato shalom steachuzato. There's an overkill in this pasuk. If it's stei mikna, which is not steachuza, so there's a reality of steachuza. So the drasha is any field that is not fit to be steachuza, meaning it's not something you bought from somebody who would bequeath it to you. As opposed to this field, that could have been your steachuza if you just not bought it but waited. Now, if you buy a field from somebody else, from the original owner, and you're makdish it, doesn't go to the kohanim. I can't be makdish something that's not mine. Kohanim and levim could be makdish or redeem at any point. As we saw in the first para, kohanim are not affected by yovel. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. And here we're going to hear Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon's opinion first, the opposite of our Mishnah. If you bought a field from your father and you're makdish it, and then father died, it's still considered steachuza. Tamulomar im etzte miknato shalom steachuzato, meaning sadesh never yaleot steachuza. It never could have been steachuza. Stazushu yaleot steachuza, as opposed to this one that could have been, because it came from father. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. If father first died, then you're makdish it. It has to be a field which is not in fact steachuza, not that it wasn't potential steachuza. This one is nezushi steachuza. This one is steachuza because you bought it from father, but then father died, then you're makdish it. Alright, so lema hakami palgi. Perhaps the machloket is as follows. Mayor Saber Kinyan Peroka Kinyan Aguf Dami. And that means that since the father has the Kinyan, since the son has a Kinyan Perot, when he buys it, it's already his, and therefore it's Stei Mikna. And they say, no, it's not the son's, because all he has is a Kinyan Perot. Whenever you buy something from the original owner of ancestral land, and therefore you don't really own it. And therefore, when father dies, it becomes your achuza. He rejects that and says, really, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon generally hold Kinyan Perot is Kinyan Aguf. Here, they found a pasuk and darshened it. What's that? Instead of miste achuzato. There's different ways it could have been written shorter. My miste achuzato. Why does it say miste achuzato? Sadesh and real liot ste achuza at all. Sadesh and real liot ste achuza. I say, really, normally, the fact that the son who bought it has a Kinyan Perot means he's really the owner. But here, the extra wording says it really has to be a field that never could have been yours. Now, Kohanim Alvi Mekdashim Le'olam said, Rabbi Shlomo Golin Tzarich, I understand why you have to say that Kohanim and Levim can redeem at any point. Afukim in Israel, lo parkel out of Yovel, because I mean, a regular Jew can only redeem until Yovel, then it's too late. So, Kohanim Levim Golin Le'olam, Kohanim Levim are not blocked up by Yovel. Alam Makdishin, my ear, Kohanim Levim, why are you saying Kohanim Levim can be Makdish anytime? Fili Israel, Nami, anybody can. Chitem Mishnat Yovel Atzma, are you trying to tell me that even during Yovel they can be Makdish? So that'll work according to Shmuel, who we already saw a few daf ago, who said that Israel can't be makdish in Yovel. So I was telling you the Kohanim Levim can. El Rav Meiria Kohanim Levim, Afil Yisrael. Rav member said you can be makdish during Yovel too. You just pay all 50. So Israel also. Plus the extra line there, before Yovel and after Yovel. Anybody can redeem before Yovel. But because the beginning of our parak talked about Lifnei Yovel, Achar Yovel, 2 years before, 1 year after, Tana Sefer Nambe, Achar Yovel, Lifnei Yovel. So he used the same language here in the Sefer I tell the Rishon Makdishim lo goalin. It talked about ein makdishin lo goalin. Again, Yisrael can't be makdish 2 years before, and we explained what that meant. Can't be goal 1 year afterwards. Explained what that meant. I said makdishim goalin. Therefore, they use the same language that not ein makdishin, but yes makdishin, yes goalin, bein lifnei bein lachari, and it is entirely parallel construction. So pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next parak, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.